When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Get away from me. You can climb the tallest tree. I'll be there somehow. True, you could say, hey, here's your hat. But a little thing like that couldn't stop me now. Couldn't get away from you, even if you told me to. So go on and try, just try, and you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from me. Even if you told me to, so go on and try. Just try, and you're gonna see how you're gonna not at all get away from, get away from, get away from me.
Well, if there's one singer who honored the American Broadway songbook who will never get away from, it's Tony Bennett. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York, in the summertime where the living is easy and the fender-to-fender traffic is absolutely maddening. Well, if you're in your car this afternoon or listening on your computer or streaming, this would be a wonderful way of relaxing because we are celebrating Anthony Dominic Benedetto, otherwise known as Tony Bennett, who celebrated his 90th birthday this week. And boy, our hats are off to him for really being such a major force, not only in American music, but for those people who love the Broadway songbook. He is one of its definitive champions through thick and thin, from Percy Faith to Bill Evans to Lady Gaga. He's used all different artists collaborating with to send this music out into the world, probably with Sinatra and Sarah Vaughan and Steve Lawrence. He is the pop singer who probably devoted most of his career to elevating these songs and giving them a new audience, or certainly a wider audience. Well, Bennett's career began in earnest after World War II, where he served admirably on the European front, and Pearl Bailey asked him to open for her, and Bob Hope was an early champion. And in 1951, I think he was picked up by Mitch Miller at Columbia Records, and Mitch Miller was a famous A&R man, artist in repertory, and he guided Bennett, good, bad, and different, through the early parts of his career at Columbia. He had a huge hit with a song called Rags to Riches, which was written by Adler and Ross, who wrote Pajama Game and Damn Yankees. And then he recorded a song from a show coming up called Kismet. And the song was so successful, it helped steer the show through some early days of a new newspaper strike and became an even bigger hit in the UK. So when Kismet opened in England, I think in like 55, everyone knew this song, thanks to the one and only Tony Bennett.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space. Until I know there's a chance that you care, won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be stranger no more.
So far, we haven't walked by night and shared the light of a star. So far, your heart has never flooded so near, that my we've just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far, but now I'm face to face with you, and now at last we've met. And now we can look forward to the things we'll never forget. So far, we haven't walked by night and share the light of the star. Do da do 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 do
have just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far, so far. But now I'm face to face with you, and now at last we've met.
Tony Bennett. Today we are celebrating our Bennett Broadway birthday bash on Broadway to Main Street because Mr. Bennett celebrated his 9th decade this week. And as I said, no one really delved deeply into the Broadway songbook to the extent that Tony Bennett did. That song was from Allegro, a somewhat forgotten 1947 show by Rodgers and Hammerstein, but he dragged it out about 10 years later for a Columbia album. Richard Rodgers was always a very important composer to Bennett. I think I did one of my very first shows, maybe my 5th or 6th show on Broadway to Main Street 5 years ago, was Bennett Sings Rodgers. Here he sings a song from the Boys from Syracuse in which he restores the verse, which was rarely sung by anybody outside the show, not even Sinatra. So we'll hear a pair of songs that appeared on Broadway in the mid-1930s. First, Falling in Love with Love from the Boys from Syracuse, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Lovely witches, let the stitches keep your fingers under control. Cut the thread, but leave the whole heart whole. Merry maids can sew and sleep, wives can only sew and weep. Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. Fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love everlasting. everlasting. But love fell out with me. Fun to believe love is unending. Thought I was done, still it is fun being fooled again. Nice when you tell all that you feel. Nice to be told this is the real thing. Fun to be kissed, fun to exist, to be fooled again. 'Cause it's that old devil moon, having his fling once more, selling me spring once more. I'm afraid love is king once more. Yes, it's fun to be fooled, and it's fun to pretend this little dream won't end. To be fooled, fun to pretend this little dream won't
That was from an album called Tony Bennett Sings a String of Harold Arlen. This is the kind of commitment this man made to the Broadway songbook. He did a whole album devoted to Harold Arlen in 1961. I mean, years after Arlen's big hits. That, of course, was from, not of course, that was from Hooray for What? A satirical review with lyrics by Yip Harburg that starred Ed Wynn, I think back in 1934, 1935. Well, by the 1960s, Bennett was in his heyday at Columbia Records. He was one of their top charters. He was the guy most show folk went to to record a song before a show opened. This was back in the day when the music publishers, in the case we're listening, going to listen to in a second, Edwin Bud Morris, would pick three or four songs from an upcoming show, and maybe Columbia would get the cast album rights, and they would have this kind of early synergy where you would put out a couple singles of what people guessed might be the big hit from the show. So there was this 1960 show called Bye Bye Birdie, written by Strauss and Adams, and I think he recorded it somewhat later. But at any rate, here is Tony Bennett singing a great song from Bye Bye Birdie.
Hi! Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. And put on a happy face. Skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and bakerish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place and put on a happy, happy face. Come on, buddy, smile. It's your birthday.
That song comes from an album compilation called Mr. Broadway, and Tony Bennett sure was Mr. Broadway. One thing I always think he sort of lacked was a kind of knack for chat. Sinatra had it, you know, in spades. Sinatra could introduce a song or work with an audience, and Tony Bennett was a little stiff in that regard, in that line where he says, come on, smile, it's your birthday. I have no idea what he's talking about, do you? Well, I was talking about what a big heavy hitter he was at Columbia Records in the singles department. And Charles Strauss and Lee Adams had a show called All American in 1962. Very bad show with Ray Bolger, but a beautiful ballad in it called Once Upon a Time. And they gave it to Tony Bennett at Columbia, and that was going to be the A-side of the single, right? And he said to Charlie Strauss, I don't know what to put on the B-side. There's a song, I listened to it. It's something to do about San Francisco. And the B-side was, of course, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And that became the big hit. But as Charles Strauss pointed out, when people bought the record, they bought the B-side, too, of course, because it was a single. You flipped it over, and that was Once Upon a Time. He said, we made as much money from that song as they made from I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Anyway, a beautiful ballad rendered as only he can do from a flop show. He takes a song and returns it to the high shelf, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Once upon a time,
light in her eyes. Put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a time, we sat beneath a willow tree, counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled up her hair. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Once upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow once upon a time, never comes again.
The scintillating sound of Tony Bennett. That was from All American, Once Upon a Time. Well, Tony Bennett was always in there, sort of batting singles, doubles, triples out of the, what would I say, the Broadway bullpen. Here is a song from a show that went utterly unrecorded as a cast album, Foxy, a Burt Lahr vehicle from 1964, with music by Robert Emmett Dolan, okay, but lyrics by Johnny Mercer, one of our greats. It's called I'm Way Ahead of the Game, and we have Tony Bennett to thank for waxing it for us for posterity.
Lady Luck, it's goodbye, hate to see you go. Fireworks filled the sky, it was quite a show. I just want to thank you for the free ride. Out of all the others, it was the ride. Whatever happens from here on in, I'm way ahead of the game. Whatever comes up, it's heads I win. Your kiss was my claim to fame. I rolled a 7 and locked up the store. Walked into heaven right through the front door. Whatever happens from here on out, I won't be sorry I came. I've had the kind of adventure I read of. I'm way ahead of the game. We shared a fun kiss you'll never recall, but better one kiss than no kiss at all. If you forget me from here on out, I'll still be happy that I came. Whatever happens, it's just like I said. Yes, I'm way ahead of the game.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? Or am I losing my mind?
Some of you listeners out there who know you're Stephen Sondheim may be thinking that Tony Bennett has lost his mind. Well, that, of course, is a up-tempo recording of a great ballad from Follies. And this only sort of goes to prove my point that we're celebrating today on our Bennett Broadway birthday bash on Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Maslon. We are looking at how Tony Bennett gave his time, energy, talent, and devotion to the Broadway songbook. Now, in 1969, 1970, 71, 72, That was difficult. He was nearing the end of his tenure at Columbia Records, and they were always pushing him to do contemporary songs. So much so that you see these late 60s, early 70s albums in which he's trying to do a Broadway song, and then he sings Something by George Harrison. Beautiful song, mind you, but covering a lot of Beatles songs or pop hits and rock songs, and it's just not sitting well with him. So he certainly is doing yeoman's service here. Here are two songs from the, I think, the 69-70 season. Coco by Alan J. Lerner and Andre Previn with Catherine. It's the only time Catherine Hepburn and Tony Bennett sang the same song. And then a wonderful song that he just kills, in my opinion, by Strauss and Adams from Applause. But first, Coco.
Coco, Coco, hoping to hide, fell down from the sky and started to cry. It's the end of Coco, Coco, where is a friend to trust and depend upon? Scan the hills, break the sky, but your searching won't end till you try to learn to turn to someone who's called Coco, Coco, Coco. Could be the end of Coco, Coco, go find a friend you can trust and depend upon. Scan the hills, rake the sky, but your searching won't end till you try to learn to turn to someone who's called Coco, Coco, Coco. Try your pretty eyes, come on, and let me have a smile. Think how it's gonna be when we're together again. I don't wanna go. But planes come back, you know. Think think how it's gonna be. When we're together again. Just when the fire's low, honey, you know, flash that famous smile, the one that gets them all. Think how it's gonna be. Think how it's gonna be when we're together
he holds that note? The one and only Tony Bennett. Well, Columbia dropped him in 71-72, and he did some jazz albums, and then he did a partnership with Bill Evans, the great jazz pianist, and frequent listeners to our show know I adore Bill Evans. And the first album they did, Tony Bennett, Bill Evans album, is to me the Desert Island Disc of all time. They did a second album called Together Again. So I think maybe they recorded, 22 songs together. They're mostly movie songs or pop songs from the 40s. A couple of Broadway songs. We close out our show with his version of Some Other Time with Bill Evans. Here's the other On the Town selection by Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, Lucky to Be Me.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. Oh, what a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I'd hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. Chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Oh, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me.
And aren't we lucky to have Tony Bennett as the focal point of our Bennett Broadway Birthday Bash this week on Broadway to Main Street. Well, believe it or not, that's the last album Tony Bennett recorded for 10 years, for a decade. He was kind of in the wilderness. He had a lot of personal troubles, and of course, pop music had changed drastically. But with the help of his son, Danny Bennett, he went back to Columbia. He recorded a great album called The Art of Excellence, which was excellent, and everybody paid attention. And his next album, typically, the kind of thing he would do in the early 60s, was devoted to one Broadway songwriter. In this case, the album is called Bennett Berlin. Here is an unbelievable a cappella rendition of a song that Berlin wrote in the 19-teens.
I lost the sunshine and roses. I lost the heaven of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer the whole winter through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Show fans may know that that's a song Irving Berlin wrote in response to the tragic death of his first wife mere months after they were married. Well, Tony Bennett then shot to fame. He became, what would I say, the idol of millions again, maybe also helped, frankly, by the fact that Sinatra was sort of fading. But he made a ton of albums in the late 80s and early 90s, a lot of duets with people like Katie Lang and Lady Gaga and Elvis Costello and Bono, you name it. Not to me the greatest albums of all time, but he was still in there hitting it at least doubles and triples. And then last year, with Bill Charlap, another great jazz pianist in the Bill Evans mode, he recorded an album called The Silver Lining, The Songs of Jerome Kern. And this, to me, was an utter home run. Here are two beautiful songs by Jerome Kern from Showboat, rendered impeccably by Tony Bennett and Bill Charlap. Tony Bennett in his late 80s. My goodness. Have a listen.
We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you loved me. This fine peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe, make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss or two or three. Might as well make believe I love you, for to tell the truth, I do. I'm grand, that's grand for me. She may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care? Say we, walking on the shore, swimming in the sea. When I am with her, I'm glad the boy who's with her is nobody else but me.
Tony Bennett, the birthday boy who we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Well, Mr. Bennett, you spent 7 decades celebrating the highs and the lows of the American songbook. We can't thank you enough. And as you will say in a mere moment from a song from Pickwick, a fairly unknown show, when it came to the world of pop music and Broadway, Broadway to Main Street, Mr. Bennett, happy birthday. You rule the world.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I rule the world, every man would say the world his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I rule the world. Every
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.